Monsieur Raphaël.
Two psukim on kiddushei kesef. V'yotzo chinam en kesef. And ki yikach ish isho. And the Gemara made a tzrichuse. But if I would have the posuk of ki yikach ish isho, I would think ve'im el adido. I would not know that the money goes to the father. And if I would have the posuk from v'yotzo chinam, I would think that Eina Chanami is Sidoki Dushe Kesef. But maybe she gives the money to him. Maybe she gives the money to him. If he tastes it, it's not that she gives the money, but she does the Amire. This is the reason we have a pasuk Kiyikach. Kiyikach ish. He does the Maisekicha. She doesn't do the Maisekicha. He does the Maisekicha. She doesn't do the Maisekicha. Mele, he has to do the Amire, she can't do the Amire. Frek Teisus Akasha. So it comes out that we have two psukim on Kiddushi Kesef. V'yotzo chinom en kesef. And ki yikach ish isho, ki chekicha misnei efroi. And be'etzem Kiddushi Kesef, we could learn out from v'yotzo chinom. From kicha alein, we can't learn it because from the Yatzachinam, really, we know everything. So why we need Kiyika Chishisha? Because I would think that she could do the Maisa Amire. If Rashi, she could do the Maisa Nesine. Shteit Kiyika Chish, that he's doing the Maisa Kiche, she's not doing the Maisa Kiche. Kiyika Chish, she has to do the Maisa Kiche, and not him. He has to do the Maisa Kiche, and not him. It's a loch, he has to do the Maisa Kiche, and the Isha doesn't do the Maisa Kiche. Frek Teisvis. Teime. Kevon de Ikar Krodi ki Ikach, Ose le Meimar, Shehi lo ite kachenu. Ma tzorich le Meilav, Kiche Kiche Mizne Efroin, Belavoch Isha Minelo, Midichsiv ki Ikach, Veloi ki Tikach, Isha es Ish. So, stop, I want to say, V'yotzochino, we know that it's money. Maybe she does it. Shteit ki yikach. Every part in the Kiddushin, he does and she doesn't do. Why we need a pasuk to say, Ve'en kicha elo kesef, shenema kicha kicha mizde efroi. It says, V'yotzochino, there is a maise Kiddushin. V'yotzochino, we know there is a maise Kiddushin. And now we have a shaila, who does the maise Kiddushin? He does the maise Kiddushin? Or she could do a part of it. The Maisa Amira, the Nesime. Shteit ki ikach ish. The ish does the Maisa. But why I need a droshe? Then kicha el kesef. And Teisa says vi yeshloima. Di lav gzir eshove. Havo mikrin en krodich ikach ish a kiddushin shel bia. Aval bikiddushi kesef loy beine nosanu veromaru. Loch yitzir gzir eshove laharu edich ikach mairi bekesef. This is as mechadesh. If I would have ki yikach, I would say the kiddushin bia, taka the isha cannot do the amire. You have to have him doing the maize amire. In kiddushin bia, he has to do the amire. She cannot do the amire. But in kiddushin kesef, maybe she could do the amire. As them I need and kicha. That even in Kiddushi Kesef, he has to do the Amire, and she cannot do the Amire. This is the Teisvus. Posh the Teisvus. Frank dit me Yeshua, I don't understand. If you would answer me, that Kiyikach doesn't mean nothing, I hear. No, Kiyikach means the man and not the Isha. But I would think only in Beitz the man and not the Isha. Aber in Kesef, she could do the Maisa Amira. Why I would think in Kesef she could do the Maisa Amira? Why would it be a svara to say that only in Kiddushin Bia is a deen that he does the Maisa Amira and she cannot do the Maisa Amira? But I would think in Kiddushin Kesef, she could do the Maisa Amira. Why I would have such a Abba Amina? Mechateza would have such a Abba Amina. Mechateza. Zayfrek the Pnei Yeshua. So, as one Mahalach, the Chazanish brings it down. So, Sefer Bris Avrom also brings it down. They want to say as a Mahalach. That Behemes, Kiddushe Bia, who does the Maisa Bia? Him or her? Who? Who does the Maisa Bia? Him or her? Both. It says in Parsha Sarayas, V'nichresu ha'nefosha isa'oisois. Kare rachmon ha'maise. Be'etzem, both are doing the maise. Memele. Chazanish, if both are doing the maise, so how we koiveya that he's taking her and not she's taking him? By him doing the maise amire, by him doing the Maisa Amira, Sparta is that he's the one that is taking her. By him doing the Maisa Amira, he's the one that is taking her. But mainly I would have some Kaitoch that the Kiddushi Bia, he has to do the Amira. On them, why it's called Kiyikach? You see, two people are doing Bia, so both are doing Bia. So how I see that he's taking her? If he says, he's telling to her. Weister is he's doing the Maisik. Mashaikim bikidushi kesef lafitais the shitos. He has to give the money. Not so that she could give the money. The shadow who has to talk. He's giving the money, he's the Mekadesh. So the mele, I would have a salkadaitoch that I don't need the Maisa Amira coming from him. She could talk with Morgan, but who's the Kriveya? Who's the one that is doing the Maisa? Chazanish says, "Meduyek beloshen ateisus kamoini." Look at loshen ateisus. V'yeshneim adilak zirashov ha'mavim nekrod echirik achi shel kiddushin shel bia. Kiddush loy beinen nosanu ve'omaru. Arei lefi teis l'shitos in the Friedrich ateisus was never a tzad that she could give the money. Right? So teis had to say, "Loy have esal kedai toch de beinen omaru." Hari Teisus in Dibur HaMasr Leiche said that from Yotzor Chinom, the last line of Teisus, Mashma, Sharevir Mekabel HaKiddushin. For sure, the money has to go to him, this is what Teisus said. The money is not sad that the money comes, that the Isha could give the money. This is what Teisus, we answered Rashi, but Teisus said there was not sad that the Isha is giving the money. So the whole noise of the sugya is who is doing the Maisa Amira. Frank the Chazanish, why Tesis is repeating himself double? Ava b'kiddushi kesef, nosanu v'omaru. Avko, Ava Amina, you don't mean nosanu v'omaru. Well, we had a tzad that she could give the money. Tesis said, "Ari svor pshuto, that is no tzad that she could give the money." The Terence says, "I never have a tzad that she will give the money." Now the whole noise is who will say the Amira? Frank the Chazanish, why Tesis is talking about the Nesina? The answer is, while he's doing a mice and a sime, was a tzad that you don't need his amira. So this is what Tesis is madgish. This is one way to learn Tesis. If this tzad is emes, a lot of Choshmi people learn like that. They go weiter, yeah? What will be Bishtar? Lefida have amira. Bishtar, maybe Bishtar doesn't need amira. But let me say Bishtar needs amira. Let me again, Bishtar needs amira. Could be Bishtar alone is a mice and amira. But let's say Bishtar needs a mirror. So I'm asking you, what will happen Bishtar? What will happen Bishtar if you don't have a mirror? The Isha could say a mirror or not? Time. Mislore. Bishtar v'chura. If this is the longest, that the Hosal Kedaitah, that only by Bia you can have a Maisa Amira, because Bebiya, both of them are doing the Maisa, so you need the Amira from him to uptight the Maisa, to explain the Maisa that he's the one that is doing. Masha'ing in Bekesef, that he's the one that is giving the Kesef, was a Salkadaitoch, but out Kiche Kiche, that the Amira is enough, she could do a Maisa Amira. Lechua lefi them, lefi the Salkadaitoch, and in Shtar also I would think, only I would, Lashon Teis is very Gishmak, only in Bia, I would think that she could do that. He has to do the amira. If the pasuk will not have kichakicham is the efroim, so I would think the pasuk is on bia, and only in bia you need his amira. But kesef and shtar do not need his amira because he's doing the ma'isa. Lechur, mistadar, can say. As the nose of pshat and tesis. Alderu, we said it a couple times. Again, back to the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Why in Bia was Poshet to Teisvis that if without the Pesuk, without Kichakicha, I would say only in Bia you need his Amira, Masha'enken, Bekesef, I'm sorry, Bia you need his Amira, Masha'enken, Bekesef, she could do Amira. Not because both are doing. In Bia we said in Rashi, Bia Zu, you have to explain, Bia could be Stama Maisa's Nus, and it could be a Maisa Ishus. When two people do a Maisa Bia, they could be Zoinim. And they could be married. So he has to say, Aran Mekudeshes Li Bebiya Zu. He has to update that the Biya is a Biyas Nesuim. If it's not a Biyas Nesuim, it's a Biyas Nus. We'll see later, we'll get to it maybe. And then the Sukkah said, Biya. Bafkinu Rabbanu LeKiddushim, you know, Shayt in the Rishonim, they just do it a Biyas Nus, man, there's no Kiddushim. The way they spoil the Kiddushim with the Rabbanon, they turn it to a Biyas Nus. A Biyas Nus is not Mekadosh. So you need a amire. The amire is part of the yoytzer oiru berechoyshech. What makes the bia to be a bias ishus and not a bias nus? The fact that he says we're getting married now. Ah, this is the beginning of a marriage, not a stam a maisa. Of a money, it's money. If you give someone money, this is a maisa kinyan. So I would think that the amire and the money is only to megale das that they want to get married. It doesn't turn to money to become yeller. It doesn't become the money red. The money doesn't become an andere money. And a bia, the amira shaft, the bia, to zayin a bias issues. So I would think that has to come from the Baal, as if he has to do the maise kiche, he has to do the maise amira. Masha'inken, and kesef, and lefi dat b'shtar also. I would say that he doesn't have to say, she could say. Maskim? If he does both as beirim, we could say a svara why, and bia was a salkedait, or you need a zamire, other because it's nefoshes ha'oises, masha'en ken bekesef v'shtar. Other, legabei the second malach, and bia that the amire optaish the maisa I need is dafka him. Because he has to do the kicher, he has to explain to optaish the maisa, masha'en ken bekesef v'shtar. The kasha is, and tesis ha'rosh, Tzapele Mamesh. Teisus Arosh repeats the Teisus and he throws in a word. V'yeshloimar. V'havim mekmin el krodek ke'ikach b'shal kinyonim. K'mo ishtar v'biye. I would think without kiche kiche, shtar v'biye he needs to do the amire. And kesef he doesn't need to do the amire. If he both is beirim, we said that misvore Teisus Teretz is only on biye. Was a salkedaitoch that the posu the Yeshua says are hukshe kol avayas. I would think only bia needs a amire from the husband. Kesef and if we will explain shtar did not need his amire. Was a salkedaitoch that the isha could say it. And teis arosh and nishta say. V'yeshleim ad ha'ave mukmin al kod ki yigar b'shar kim yonim. Kun shtar v'bia. V'lam l'ach droshe. Ma b'shal pele atzumo. Pele atzumo. Arei lefi bolf lom desim was never a tzad that in shtar you will need a mirror more from kesef. The same thing. He's doing the maise. So if you want to make a shpal, Yeshua's kasha, mechateis at the mechalek, you have to explain that was a svor and bia. And they say, Rosh Tate Nishtazim. Rosh Tate
Nishtazim. She says, Amir, she says, Shtar says,
Reyat, she's
saying,
Reyat. She's not asking a kasha,
Nishtazim. No, it works with this, Rosh.
This is Bia and Shtar the Zolt, it's not so different things.
This is Bia and Shtar.
Doesn't it all? So, Be'emes, before we meyashiv the Orem Teisarosh, Amol I taught Pshat that Taisa Sarosh Bichlal never meant what Taisa says. Taisa Sarosh meant to answer a different tense. Taisa said, if I would have the Pasuk, I would arrange Zetz the Pasuk and Bier, and I would say Bier needs a Zamire, Mashaik in Kesef Eshtar, we're saying the Nab needs a Zamire. We're asking a Kasha from Taisa Sarosh. Also, there's another reason that you can't say the Pshat of the Chazanish and Taisa Sarosh. Taisa Sarosh learns like Rashi that she gives the money. That without the Pasuk, she would give the money. So the whole Teretz of the Chazanish, that Val Bekesef, he's the Balamaise, he's doing the Amire, and Taisa Rosh doesn't stim. So you have two reasons why the Teretz doesn't stim in Taisa Rosh. First, because Taisa Rosh is minded also on Shtar, not only on Kesef. And he says that Lefila Ava Amine, Sai Bia, Sai Shtar will need Amire, only Kesef not, and Lefila Volt of the Chazanish, and the other Hezber, Shtar and Kesef both will not need his Amire. But more from that, the Sarosh learns the whole sugya like Rashi that she was giving the money. Now, when Al Ki Yikach, she gives the money and she's Mekadashim. So, what I would tell me if I would have Al Ki Yikach, I would tell the Pasuk is only in Bir you need his Amira. And Kesef you don't need his Amira. Why is it the Chazanish? Because while he does the Maisa, you don't need his Amira. He's not doing the Maisa Bichlal. What? Could be Nasha, but Taisa Rosh does freak the Kasha. Taisa Rosh is in the same Dibur HaMaschil. He does.
But he's asking
the Kasha. But I'm saying, but Taisa Rosh didn't listen to it. Taisa Rosh says the Kasha, he's asking the Kasha. Kli Yeshua lives the Kasha, and even so, he's asking Taisa's Kasha. No, we'll get it. So we have a shayla, what is the Pshat in Taisa Rosh? So we could learn Pshat in Taisa Rosh that he meant to answer a different teretz from Taisa's Kasha. I think in the Lashon of Taisa Rosh it's Mashma. I mean, what is Taisa Kasha? What I need, the Ki Yikach, I need to tell me that she cannot say the Amire. For Taisa, but I don't need the Kicha Kicha Mizne Efroin. Even without the Kicha Kicha Mizne Efroin, I would know that he has to do the Maisa. This was Taisa's Kasha. And Taisa Rosh's Mashma, if I would not have the Kicha Kicha, I would say the Pasuk Ki Yikach is talking about Kiddushei Bia. And the Pasuk is not saying a special din that he has to do the Maisa. The Torah is only telling Islam that there's a way to marry a lady with a beer. The only reason we darshan ki yikach velo yishetikach is because we have a yitu. The whole pasuk is extra. I could learn kesef from v'yotzachinom. I have a miyuter dike pasuk. Why I need a miyuter dike pasuk? I darshan for that. I mean, darshan atay zarosh. V'yeshloima. They have a mukmin ekode ki yikach b'shar kinyonim. Shtar v'bir v'lav lehach droshe. Not like Teisves. Teisves says, I would say that in Bia you need Ki Yikach. In Kesef Eshtar you don't need Ki Yikach. Afraid of Yeshua, why? Zog to Teis HaRosh, I'm answering a different Teretz. Without the word Ki Chekicha, so it's not extra. I should Ki Yikach, it means that you can marry someone. Shtar, instead of Minayim B'Shtar, that's Ubi Ki Yikach. It says in there, you can marry B'Shtar. How I know beer? The pasuk is saying, "Ki ikach ish ish ve'be'olo." You do a ma'aseh beer. Val the kicha states misdeefre that it's kesef. So I have a kasha, but state kesef, state v'yotzuchino. Al kochor the kicha is coming to tell me that has to be dafka the ish ve'loy the isho that he has to do the amira and she cannot do the amira. And again, it's like an under lotion from Teisves. So if we want to answer Teis HaRosh, that he's answering the answer of Teres and Teisus, it could be Emes. But if we don't want to, L'chula will have to be Maimi, that Eina Chanami, that the Fishit as a Teisus, L'fida Hava Amine, only Kiddushi Bia will have to have his Amire. Kesev Eshtar will not have to have his Amire. And in Teis HaRosh, it's clear that L'fida Hava Amine, if I would not have Kiche Kiche, I would think that Bia Eshtar need a Maise Amire, and Kesef only does not need Amira. And this is the Shaila Take, what is the difference? Mechateset to Mechalek, Mechateset to Mechalek. So the Lomdim want to say like this. If we want to learn that Teisus HaRosh Taka means like Teisus, that if I would only have Kicha without Kicha, Kicha is the Efron, I would know that there's a Mira on him, but I would think that in Bia Vishtar he has to do the Amira, and in Kesef he does not have to do the Amira. Why? So they want to say, the Lomdim want to say like this. Pum fakert from what we said from the Chazon Ish. I think like the glat. Bia he does. Says Maisa, pum fakert. It says Maisa. Fakert, the Isha is called Karka Oilom. She doesn't do nothing in the Maisa Kiddusha. Shtar, he does. He gives her a shtar. Kesef, if we look like the Sma, how Kesef works, I give you the money, you owe me money, and for what you owe me money, you're giving me yourself. Lehavdil from Bia Vishtar, you're right, she's masking to be bought. But what, how it goes, is an act that is called Bia, and that act happens, and a marriage happens. She's masking to get married, and he's marrying her. Shtar, he gives her a shtar, she's masking to get married. And Kesef, the way it works is, the Loshon of the Achronim is, of Reb Shimon is, Shibud HaMoes. She got money, she owes for what she got, and while she owes for what she got, she has to give back herself. It's called Shibud HaMoes. It's a music of Shibud HaMoes. Reb Shimon says that every Kinyan is two ways to look at the Kinyan. There's a Makne and there's a Koine. Some Kinyanim, the Koine does it. Reb Shimon gives the example. You go on the street, you find money, you pick it up. No one is giving it to you. Only the koine is doing the kinyan. The moshe, when you do hefker, there's no one that is koine. You're the one that is throwing it out. So when two people do a kinyan, sometimes the ikir kinyan is the koine, sometimes the ikir kinyan is the makne. And sometimes they do it together. So I would think, with Xerah Sakosov of Amira says, when he does a maise bia, he's the one that is doing the maise. So he has to do the Amira also. Because Amira is a part of the Maisa. When he gives a shtar, he's doing the Maisa. So he has to do a Maisa Amira. But Kesef, while the Metzias of Kesef, if we learn that the Metzias of Kesef is that, we have one side of Kesef of issues, we'll see in a second. Oh, but I give money and Bemele, she's Meshubit Shibit Amores, so she's also a part of the Kinyan. So I will think there is no Chisorin that she talks, and I will explain why. The Isha is not allowed to be Lemoshal and get, you know, the aloche, we'll see later, that, you know, she can't pick up the get. It's a chisor, Kli Gitech is a chisor. He has to give it to her, she has to be mamish, not active at all. And Kiddushin, she could be a little bit active. Yeah, we don't tell the lady in the chasana not to move her hand. Why? Because a part of the Kiddushin, you write that Ki Ikech Velo Ki Sikach. She's not allowed to talk, she's not allowed to help. But what Kesef does, that she agrees to marry him, if we learn that this is the pool of the Kesef. Alamo she agrees, and Bia she also agrees, and Shtar, but this I don't call. But I call Kesef with issues means, Avada she agrees. But the Metzias is, when I give money, it's the Maise. But if you learn that Kesef Kiddushin is, that you give her the money, and she's Meshabit herself, like when you buy a house, I give you the money, and you're selling the house. So it's no chisol that the guy is selling says, I'm selling. This is what he's doing. He's selling. The Kiddushin, she's selling herself in the Kinyan. So I would have a Hava Amina Zog in the Lomdim that she could talk. And Bia, that he's doing the Maise, he has to talk. And Shtar, that he's doing the Maise, he has to talk. And Kesef, the Mahus of Kesef is that you give money and she's happy to sell herself for the Tmura. So she could say, Hareini Mekudeshes Lecho. Especially like this, we explain, not that you become my husband. Hareini Mekudeshes Lecho. So I would think that Reb Shimon, that when the Kinyan is only mitzad the koin, the Amira is a part of the Maisa. So he has to say it. Masheinkim Mekudeshes Kesef, that the Mahus of the Kesef is two partners, and this is the Mahut of Kesef. I give you money, and you mask him to be konui. Well, this is the Mahus of Kinyan Kesef, Mamele, I would not think that is a chisov. Let me get the Gemara weiter. Ubeolo melamed she nikmes bebiye. Valoy din. Umaye vomo she eino nikmes bekesef, nikmes bebiye. Zu she nikmes bekesef, eino din she nikmes bebiye. המעיבריה תכריח שנקנס בכסף ואין הנקנס בביר. מה לא המעיבריה שאין קניון אלה של אישוס? תאמר בזו שקניון אלה של אישוס תמלמה ובועל. אז הגמרא לומדת מסבור מקל וחומר ומייבום, ומה היבומו שאין הנקנס בכסף נקנס בביר, אישה שנקנס בכסף קונה בביר. הגמרא אומרת זה מגע יכריח ונייבומה, and she says it's not a יכריח. אז מה ליבומו שכן אין קניון אלה של אישוס? Even though before, the Gemara wanted to learn Kesef from Amo Ivriya, the Gemara did not say this Pirche. It tells us, when you come to learn out from something, it's not a Pirche. When you make a Yechiach, it's a Pirche. ולמה לקרוא? ואייסי לא אומר ואשי משום דאיקה למימה מיקורת דין הפירחה. נהיכה כל מייסי לא מייבומו. מה ליבומו שכן סקוקה ואימדס? תאמר בזו שאינו סקוקה ואימדס תמולמה ובועל. So here בעצם זה זייתי כגמורה, the Nivomis, this line of the Gemara, the Achroinim Boyois Asach of this Gemara. The Gemara wanted to learn out from Yevoma. Uma Yevoma sheina niknes bekesef ninis bebiya, zu she niknes bekesef in adin she tikonas bebiya, ma le Yevoma shechen skuka voimedes. Zog drash. Shechen skuka voimedes leze machmas kidush yames. Vein biya boya lo ligboya, aval kinyan de meikor eloi. In Teisves, it's mashma that it's machlekes deri with Rav Lezer Mishanzap. That's the Teisves Shantz, really. We'll see the bottom of Teisves, the last few lines of Teisves. The last few lines of Teisves. The Nira Levi. The Hochi Porich. Shechen Skuka Vaimedes Lebiye Kelemar Sheikar Mitzvoso Lohokim Lohokim Shein Hilkach Nokil Lo Lehaknes Bebiye Yoysa Meisha. The fifth taste is Mamish Zaitik. The whole Kavonah from Yibum was to bring kids, so Hashem was made even a Maisa Kiddush Ebiya, because this is the purpose. So we went straight to the purpose. Person gets married, it's not only Lohokim Shem. Lohitoyb Yisodom Levada. Esel Ezer Kenegder. The Shetan Teira. Marriage is not only for Pruvavu. But Yevoma, the whole Mahus is for kids. So Mamele, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maker, there will be such a kinyan. והרב רב לזר משנזנו פירש, שחנסקו כבר עמדס, שבי עזור אינו עיסר לגוימרס קידוש הרישם. שנעשי חן בי הגוימרס, לעיני מר שתיק מתחיל הסקינים. So בעצם, Teisves and רב לזר משנזו and Rashi are saying the same pshat in the answer. So we have two מהלכים. The real is pshat שחנסקו כבר עמדס, the pshat is that Val called Yichud of Yibum is for bringing kids, the Torah was Mekel b'Kiddush Ebiya, and Rashi and Rav Lezer Mishanzal in Pshat, that the Kule, that Yibum helps b'Biya, is because it's Goymer. It's not even a Kule, just you can't learn out from there, because there it's a Goymer. The Esven Dei Reise, Be'etzem when we learn Yevomes, is a Sugis Alemol, yes Zike or Ein Zike. If yes, Zike, so you're not allowed to marry her sister because she's like your wife. So if a person like Isha falls down to Yibum, if yes, Zike, you can marry the sister. If ain't Zike, you could marry the sister. So the Stipler says, even that could be that the Sugi is there, Zisuri mit der Rabbanon, but because we see from our Sugi, Shechin Skuke Vemenes, it's a Svorah Dari Reis. Now again, Lefi, the first pshat in Teisves, Lefi Dari, Skuka Vemenes Tam, Val is the mitzvah Yibum, Shechen Skuka Vemenes, it doesn't mean Gomish. Shechen Skuka Vemenes, it doesn't mean Gomish. But Sheinke Lefi Dari, Lefi Dari, Rav Lezer Mishanzar in Rashi, it means it's going up. Zog the Esven Dari Reise, he had Alam Olach Kire, what is the pshat in Zika? Zika says, Zika says the Eisha Sames is not allowed to marry no one else. Why she's not allowed to marry no one else? Because Hashem doesn't want her to marry someone else, or is a shtickle marriage already? It's a shtickle marriage, or stam Hashem doesn't let her. I want to explain. Yevoma Lashuk is allowed. But the shayla, the love, is like, you know, not Chal Shabbos. If you're Yevama, you know, we want you to marry this person, so we don't let you to marry someone else. Other name. Hashem made a shtick of issues. Zog de Esven de Reise mein afkemine, if it's a Yehorik v'al Yavre. If it's Tama Avere, it's no Yehorik v'al Yavre. If Hashem made her a shtick of marriage, it's called a Vizirayu. So you're not allowed to touch. And it's Yehorik v'al Yavre untouching. Why is Yehorik v'al Yavre untouching? Val, it's a part of the parasha from Gilui Arayas. So if a person touches, he's mechuyot to be meisel nefesh, not to touch. Mechuyot to be meisel nefesh, not to touch. Why is mechuyot to be meisel nefesh? Because of Israel, the Gilui Arayas. Because of Israel, the Gilui Arayas. So the Esved the Arayas, it's totally machleike, it's the Reblezer Mishazar and the Rashi and Tesis. Rashi learns that the Bia is goymer. Val Rashi learned that the Bia is goymer. So state in Rashi and Teisves that Abshad is it's already started. So state that Zika is ep is a marriage. State that Zika is ep is a marriage. If Zika is not a marriage, you can't be called goymer. Mashain came. Lefir Ablezer Mishal said, no, it's no shaykhes. No shaykhes the goymer. Zog des when they rise. So now I'm clearing the second shayla. It's a shtickle marriage. It's a leftover from the old marriage. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made her ki'ilu she's a shtickle marriage. How you learn pshat and zika? It's a leftover from the old marriage. Onay? It's a new marriage. Zokter hazeh. In Tesis is mefurish that it's the old marriage. Goymeres kidushi rishin. Samot b'maiseh. After the Yibum, she's completely married to the second guy. So he's using the Kiddush Rishon as left, and with the Yibum, she's going meres Kiddush Rishon. And Rashi actually is stopping. Machmas Kiddush Ames ve'ein bi'a bo'el aligmoy aval kinyin mi'ikor eloy. In Rashi, in Tesis for sure, maybe in Rashi also is Mashma, and I will explain. When you learn Yevamos, you clear, what is the Pshat Yes Zikir? Baal Hashem said these two people have to get married, and they could force each other, Baal Kocho, so Ke'ilu is already a connection. Mm-hmm. We could have learned that the connection Bichlav doesn't mean that it's the beginning of marriage, like the Ri. Baal Hashem knows you have to do Yibum and then. So the man of the Mator is to have kids, so he was making them beer. But nothing started. And Lechua, the Tesis and Rashi learned, it started. Now, in the started alone, Zog Des V'der Reise, there's two ways to put it down. You could say that it started means that while these two people are about to get married, so Hashem put up his issues in between them. But it's a marriage. But in Tesis and in Rashi, there is Mashma, Goymeres Kiddush Rishon. When the first person dies, Ep is blight for the issues, and the Yibum comes and he finishes it. Why I'm saying it? The Osameach says that Lule Arishoinim, he would say, the Ma'arik had a shaila. What would it be if a person goes over to his Yevama and he tells her, I want to marry you. I don't want to do mitzvah Yibum. I'm a apikoiras. Ich will nicht mitzvah Yibum. So we know that Kesef is not Koine. I want to marry you with beer, but I'm telling you now, I don't want you to be my Yevama. I want to skip. Ich will nicht, I don't want. He can make a Maisi Kiddushin or not. And the Shoyo said he has a Raya. The Gemara wanted in our Sugya to learn out from Yevama that Kiddushin beer helps. Lechure beYevamo, it will not work as kiddushin. If forget about to learn out to every different lady, learn out to Yevamo alone that you could do kiddush. The Gemara wants if Yevamo could be nikmed with beer, every lady in the street. I want to buy the Yevamo herself with beer, not al tzibu. Not al tzibu. It's showing that she's not. This is the show. This is the Marik speaks out. Clap your beer didn't stay. So Lechure, the Ma'arik had a shayla, if you could do B'ya or not. And the Osamach says, I think that this is what the Gemara answered, Shechen Skuke V'Oimedes, not that you don't need it. He says, Lule Arishonim, I will explain. The Ma'arik learned, the Gemara answered, is no raya from Yevamo. Aber vade le maskone, if it be a house by every Isha, will help also be Yevamo. Now, Samech says, the Gemara answered, Shechen Skuka Vahimedes, it's not a marriage. You could do it by Al Kocho. Don't bring a raya from there, Bichlal. He says, better from Lashon Rashi and Tosfos. Now that's Goymer Kiddush Rishon. Lule HaRishonim, the answer is, and Yevama Tzadin, it's not a marriage. Even that she's Nasek Yishter L'choldovo, but it's not a parsha of Kiddushim. It's a parsha that you could force her by Al-Koch. Lama Zadig Mora Vaita. Uminayin She'av Pesha. So I want first to read the Gemara, then we'll go back to the Tchilas HaSugya. ומנין שעה בשטר ודינו ומה הכסף שאינו מויצי מכניס שטר שמויצי אינו דין שמכניס מה לכסף שחפוינים בהקדש שמה עשר שני תאימו בשטר שאין פוינים בהקדש שמה עשר שני תחסי ונוסן הכסף וקם לאום הקרוב ויוצא ואויסו מה כשווי אלי יציע מה יציע בשטר אף הווי אינה מבשטר פרק דגמור הווה כשנה מיציע להווי מה הווי בכסף אף יציע בכסף. We don't have a Rashi here, but we have a Rashi in Sukkah. We mentioned it. It's in the Musaf Rashi and the Lukat Rashi in the Tzad. What is af yetziya bekesef? The husband will give a wife money and he will tell her, Areat megureshes bekesef ze. Not she will buy herself. He kicks her out with money. Omar Abaye, Yoimru kesef, machnis kesef, moitzi, sanego, riase, kategor. So Ktesvis and Nibo Masa Sanego, I don't understand. Omo Ivrio is Niknes Bekesef and Niftes Bekesef. Why you don't say Sanego Nase Katego? You buy a house, you pay money, you sell it, you pay Katego. So Ktesvis, because there, every time, the one that sells gives the money. Here, the husband gives the money to marry, and the husband gives the money to divorce. Steht klar like Rashi, that the Salkedaitach was. Yoch ishtar nami yemu shtar moiti shtar machnis kategor nasa sanego mila da ishtore lechud mila da ishtore och nami haikas b'lechud vaikas b'lechud tivim mi echad. So the Gemara had a ava amina that you could be megare she'isha bekesef meikish yetzir la'avoy zog the Gemara sanego nasa kategor. So we mentioned already a couple times just to say it b'bekoy mohi rebel chonon b'bekoy b'shiurim bleib tzorichiyu. He says, why the Gemara doesn't have a tzad, make a shavaya liyitziya, when you want to divorce a wife, do a bia and send her away. What is the answer? Yaakov, what is the answer? What? Poshim, Alamin, what is the answer? There's no habamim, to divorce a wife with a bia. I'm a sugar. Frek there, kinyan kesef is to buy. How you could send away a wife with money and think that you megarish her? There's no sheiches, the medaber one to each other. You're right, that is a hekesh. And we're not talking that the woman buys herself with money. He will give her money, Loshon Rashi, and he will send her away. I read Loshon Rashi in Sukkah. Im nosan lo kesef v'omar izgar shibo, liten lo kesef shem gerushin v'omar arev megureshes boi. Frekt Rebel Chonon, what is the hava amine to say, Shtar, he says he understands. Shtar is a document. It says you my wife. It says you divorce. It's a paper. It says. Makes sense. It's a real paper. Things happen with a paper. It makes sense. No one had shver how you divorce the husband gives a paper. People understand it. Also, shtar shichu makes sense. You buy an eved, you write a shtar. And when you make a shichu, the other writes the shtar shichu also. Aber kesef, what does the haver mean? And Rebbe Chomer bleibt zorichiyun. And this is what we mentioned for Rebbe Nochem a couple times. And Rebbe Nochem wants to say in the Asrashi that Kiddushi Kesef is Kesef of Yiddishus. It's not in the same Mahalach. Even the Kinyan Kesef, it's not he buys her and she owes herself and she sells herself. The Torah was Mechadish, like beer could make a marriage, Kesef could make a marriage.
I can say it's the life of Hakdish.
So you're buying the Hekdash. Very good, I'm saying that. So the Isha would have to give money to leave. Rashi says, Salkedaitoch, that Isha misgareshes bekesef, Noisen lo kesev v'oimer lo hisgar shiboy. Frag Rebbe Elchanan, such a haram in the Kenny's eye. Now, how Rashi knew that? Because the Gemara calls it kategor nasa sanegor. If she gives the money, it's like every time when a person sells and buys, when the person buys back, that was the person gives the money. If the Gemara calls it kategor nasa sanegor, muzayin, that the Gemara means that she, he's giving the money. Frag Rebbe Elchanan, was pastor that he would give the money. Vice tois, that was a haram in the Firashi, kesef of Yiddishus. Kesef of Yiddishus. I want to go back to Tchilas HaGemor. Here Be'etzem is a big sugya. We'll make the psiche, the Tchilas HaSugya, to be maimi the sugya. U'minayin she'af b'shtar. Let me learn good the Gemara. It's one of the shverer Gemaras, but it's ma'ayin good is Gemara's mamash. Uminayin she'af b'shtar. So what we're looking for a mokor that you can mekadesh isha b'shtar. Right? You tell her, isha, how you mekadesh isha b'shtar? You take a piece of paper, harei at mekudeshesli. Right? This is the way you mekadesh isha b'shtar. Harei at mekudeshesli. Harei at mekudeshesli. Vedinu. ומה כסף שאינו מויצי מכניס שטר שמויצי אינו דין שמכניס till here it makes sense זוג די גמור מה לכסף שכן פוידים בו יהקדש ומייסר שני תוימר בשטר שאין פוידים בו יהקדש ומייסר שני דכסי ונוסן הכסף וקום לו שטר is weak. You tell him, Mikal Vachoyim, Ma Kesef Shu Moitzi Machnis, Shtar Shu Moitzi Ein Adin Shu, Ma Kesef Shu Einu Moitzi Machnis, Shtar Shu Moitzi Ein Adin Shu Machnis, Ma Le Shtar Shechen Ein Poidim Bo Yekdeishes. This is the Pirche. Lama Zan the first Rashi. Shtar Shechen Poidim Bo Yekdeishes, Im Kosav Le Gizbo Shtar Al Amoes Pidyon Hekdesh, Ein Yekdeishe Podui De Beinen Venosan HaKesef Vekoblo. So I want to make this sugya leicht. As a halacha, you cannot be poid the hekdesh b'shtar. Right? What is the chetimtza that a person wants to be poid the hekdesh b'shtar? I have three chetimtzas to be poid the hekdesh b'shtar. Sorry, I have three chetimtzas to be poid the hekdesh b'shtar. One chetimtza, I write the hekdesh. Harei, the gizbo writes a shtar, harei dovol ze podui. Or the guy that wants, like a person writes the isha. Harei at mekudeshesli. So she becomes his. So how you poided the hekdesh? The gizbo writes, harei ze podui. Or the person that wants to be poided says, harei ze podui. Mishtar? What a shtar kiddushin. Harei at mekudeshesli. Harei ze podui. If you would ask me this, I would say that this is a shtar. I have another way of a shtar. Someone owes me $1 million. I have a shtar. I give it to the gizbo instead of the money that I owe him. And I want to be mechalal b'shtar. So, aloha, you can't. You have to give kesef. I have to give gufi moment. It could be a turnich etimtze. I go over to the hegdesh and I say, I want to poide this thing. How much costs? $100. I write them a shtar like a check and $100. And now I really owe them $100 and they need to go to my account to collect their money. Three chetim says that you could be poide hekdesh b'shtar. As a halacha, ein hekdesh nifte b'shtar. You cannot be poide hekdesh b'shtar. But by yisoido, you could be three chetim says that you could have a hava amine to be poide hekdesh b'shtar. Rashi chooses the third case. A person goes over to the gizbo. I want to be paid at this house. How much is it? $100? Okay. I owe Hekdesh $100. I give them the shtar. And duch the shtar, I want it to be podwi. Im kosav le gizbo shtar al moes pidyon Hekdesh, ein Hekdesh ei podwi. De beinen venosan hakesef ekom lo. The beginning of the Nasana Kesef Ekomlo. So how we read the Gemara that we have in front of us? Uminai that you can be kaddish a isha b'shtar. My kesef sheinu moitzi machmi, ishtar she moitzi nadin she machnis. No, my le kesef shechem poidim bo yekdeishes, toima b'shtar she ain poidim bo yekdeishes. So what is the case? The case is a person came to be paid in something from Hegdesh, he written a shtar that he owes money to Hegdesh, and it doesn't work. Comes the Rashba, and the Rashba fake the kasha. What if a person goes to Isha, I want to marry you, and he writes her a piece of paper, I owe you $100, and I want you to be married in this paper. She's mekudeshes or not? Zog the Rashba, she's not mekudeshes. Shita sa Rashba, she's not mekudeshes. So frek the Rashba, are is mashman the Gemore, that this shtar that doesn't work in Pinyan Hegdesh will have to work in Kiddushin. Are minayin sha'af b'shtar. And the Gemara says, "Kal v'chayim, ma shtar shemoyitzi machnis? Ma kesef shemoyitzi machnis? Shtar shemoyitzi nidin shemachnis? Ma le shtar that you can't be paid the hekdeshes? But it has to be that this shtar will work in kiddushin. If this shtar doesn't work in kiddushin, so in the Gemara is mashma that the same shtar will work in kiddushin. You can't learn it out because it's a reyuse that it doesn't work in pidyan hekdesh." As I frag the Rashba. And here the Rashba has a big machlekes with Rashi. If such a shtar you could be mekadesh isha. You come over to isha and you tell the isha, I want to marry you. Veheilach shtar that I owe you the money. She's mekudeshes or not. Malekese shechem pirish Rashi. Im kosav shtar al moes. Ein hegdesh podui, kimat like our Rashi, later the chiluki. The beinim v'nosan hakesef, ve'einim mechuvo, chay gavne afilu be'isha einu mekudeshes. Ha'oimer le'isha arean mekudeshi be'mone u'mechay v'ani be'atmeloch b'shtar, bo'isu mone, einu mekudeshes, mone einu kemashken einu kan, shtar einu kan. Shtar einu mekadshu b'shtar, ela be'mone, ve'mone einu kan. And it brings a raya. From the Gemara, if a person goes over to the Kohen and he tells him, I want to pay to my son, I owe you 5 sloy. That doesn't work. So here also, in Hegdish it doesn't work, and in Kiddushin it doesn't work. I want to be mazik. So this Rashba, we'll have to see the Goyen explains, it's Machlekes, Rashba, and Rashi, if in Kiddushin b'chai Gavne it works or not. The Rashba understands in the Sugya that it has to work in Kiddushin. It's not muchach. Well, the Rashba learned that such a shtar, frek the Rashba, why such a shtar will work in Kiddushin? Mechateise such a shtar will work in Kiddushin. That is one chelek that we have to go into the sukkah. He brings a raya for Pidin HaBen that it doesn't work. The Achroinim say it's not muchach. Pidin HaBen, he owes the money to the Kohen anyways. So he comes to the coin, I'll give you 5. You have to give me 5. Give it. I'm giving you. Isha, he doesn't owe this lady money. He gave her a shtar, now she knows, so she's getting money. But the coin that he knows soon he's getting money, he didn't get nothing. He Alamo had to get money. That he knows that it's this coin and not a different coin, that's a goldish. So this is one chelik of the sugya that will have to be misasek to understand the machlekes. We'll see it's the Rashbo and Rashi, the Shitosu. What is the machlekes exactly? That the Rashba holds that you cannot be mekadesh isha by telling her, I owe you money, and be miskadesh in the money that I owe you, and here you have a shtar. The ma'aseh, now she could go to collect the money, it's worth money. Rashi holds she's mekudeshes, and the Rashba holds she's not mekudeshes. But the kash is pshat, that we have to be oyved shtark and this Rashba bezus Hashem. But the koishi of the sugya is, that's a high, the koishi of the sugya is, you know what? It works in Kiddushin. It works in Pidyan HaBen. When we had a tzar, this is, I'm asking you, if a person goes over to Hegdesh and he tells Hegdesh, that's a high, I want to be paid to Hegdesh, I don't have money, okay, I'm writing a check, you owe me $100. I owe Hekdesh $100, and now I want this to be public. But what is poida? With kesef or b'shtar? It's called kesef or called shtar? The person goes up to the lady, I want to marry you, $1 million. I just want you, I owe you $1 million. She was in kadesh, with kesef or b'shtar? He needs an amira, he doesn't need an amira. It's kesef or shtar? If I tell you I want to marry you, I'll give you $100. I just don't have it. I'm writing you a paper, I owe you $100, and I give you the paper. It's kesef or shtar? It's kesef. I'm asking on money. So the Rashba holds it's not chal, Rashi holds it's chal. And what is Mekadesh? And the money Shaboy or the shtar Shaboy? And the money. So what is going on in the Gemara? Minayin she'af b'shtar. Al belch shtar we're speaking about. Harei at Mekudesh asli b'shtar zeh. No money. So we come to Choymer. Umah get kesef she'ein al moitzi. Machnis. A get that helps to take out. Kalvachoyma will help to take it. So the Moya, but shtar has a problem. When you want to pay the Hekdesh, and you give them a shtar, I'm not giving them a shtar. I need to give money, and if I give a piece of paper, I never gave them money. I could be paid a b'shtar. I would say, Dovel Zephodu, that, and it'll work. What are the tzushta in the Gemara here? Are it's a mod in the Gemara, the pshat. Yeah, it's too halak. We're a little about to learn Keseda. The Iker Koishi of the Sugya is we're trying to learn out Shtar. That is a Musig of Kiddushe Shtar. Zog the Gemara, Kal Vachoymer, Uma Kesef Sheina Moitzi Machmis, Shtar She Moitzi, Eina Din She Machmis. So, well, yeah, but Shtar has a Reyuse. When you want to pay the Hekdesh, Shtar doesn't work. What Shtar doesn't work? If I need to give them $100, and I written the paper that I owe them $100, they want to see the money. They don't want to see a ischayvus. I understand, it has to give money, it has to be money. You can't give a ischayvus. We're discussing ischayvus now. We're discussing kiddushi shtar with no money involved, right? Lo yitzuyer, love is organ, I will tell you now that shtar, shomati mishsinai, yesterday I was mekabel the Torah, v'shomati that you could be paid a b'shtar. What would be the pshat? I go over and I say, that was a podit. I hate this, can't do it for free. So they already will close the deal. Well, President Mekadesh Aisha b'shtar. You think she doesn't ask for all different things with the chasanah? This is really the deal behind it. Again, President marries Aisha. For sure she could ask for a house, she could have what she wants. That, they do chutz. The Kenyan is the shtar. The shtar doesn't mean no money in time inside the shtar. The shtar means you, my wife, right? This is padui. The gizmo says, okay, if you pay me $1 million, okay, you're paying, this is padui. And you get a stamped padui. And the shtar makes the chalos. No shaykhs to these chayvis of the moment. So what kind of kasha, what is the masur matan doing the gemore? What is the shakla v'tayr in the gemore? The gemore has a shakla v'tayr. Minayin she'av b'shtar. The Hainu, I'm asking you a shayla. When the Gemara had a tzad, minayim she'af b'shtar, and she had a tzad that you can mekadesh she'isha b'shtar, we were talking about a shtar that the husband writes to the wife that he owes her money, or we're talking about a regular shtar, reach mekudeshesli. Avadim, we were not speaking about that shtar. Shtar that he owes money, this is kesef. Why it doesn't work with Pidyon? Because you have to give real money. This is not real money. This is a Yischaivus b'shtar. It's no Shachas the Kinyan shtar. Here we're discussing if someone is Nikne the Kinyan shtar. Now, why I'm saying that the Seder Avodah is first to understand the Rashba and then to go through this Kasha? Because the Rashba understands that the Gemara that says that shtar works in our sugya has to be that the shtar that did not work in Pidyon worked in Kiddushin. And he's asking on Rashi, it's not true. Because he understood this the way of the Gemara. That the shtar has to work here, it doesn't work in Pidyon, but it works here. This is not called shtar, this is called kesef. This is the oimik, what we have to start to get right. So I'm saying, the avodah is to see good the Rashba here, כדאי לשים מבטסס and חסם מודבייס בדרשי דיר, and בעצם השם תמר,